Mikey, as we enter this fourth quarter, Port Washington leads Southside 48-36. Mikey, what was the biggest adjustment that Dooley made at halftime, you believe?
I think that they tightened out on the defense. We mentioned in last quarter's broadcast that they really shut down James Murphy. I don't think he had a single point in the third quarter.
Not one.
And I also think that Port Washington spiced it up on the offensive side. I think that they weren't able to get to the rim as much, and I also think they caught fire, especially
for another three. Bang! Correa's for three! Chris Port Washington of 15, the sophomore. Come on. They never get the score right. Sorry, pushing it up 14. That was not a three?
I thought it was. I might get changed.
Maybe they'll change it. And they gotta give me the benefit of the doubt.
I love Coach Dooley right now because he is PO'd right now. They're up 14.
Okay, I was right. It was 15.
Yeah,
all right. All right. Now I feel a little better here. Cole Reyes. Wow.
Yeah.
2 for 2 on threes here. Great shooting.
Yeah, Cole's got the stroke.
Kennedy is going to go to the line here. And he's going to make it.
Wow.
Ryan Kennedy.
Feels like that's against the run of play for him so far today.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. He's got 6 now tonight. He's going to shoot for another. Trying to limit the bleeding to just 13. But he's a little out of reach now. As he makes a pair. Port Washington now up 13.
Southside's going to need an inspiring effort.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think that has to start with the aggression on defense. They've had no answer for Welker. And now Ray is here.
They got to get Murphy going again, though. I mean, he was the reason why they were up.
Robert Perkins getting a little shot out here from the crowd. Spinoza's going to get a little trap here. Welker's going to drive in, kick out to Reyes. Can make it 3 for 3. He can! Paul Reyes, another 3-pointer. Port Washington up 16. Paul Reyes, have a night.
Yeah, 9 on 3 of 4 three-pointers for Cole Reyes. He's got the heat stroke right now, not Port Washington. Beat him. Good defense by Welker.
Cheerleader's getting into it.
Oh, my God. The gymnasium is alive right now, David.
Kicks it back up to Murphy. He's going to drive in. And he's seemingly fouled there by Malfitano. A questionable call. Oh, maybe Welker. No, it was on a Malfitano. I think Jerry's a little upset at Welker there for maybe kind of preventing the drive-in. I mean, Welker's visibly upset here. But I think he has that portion of 16. Makes one mistake, he won't come back to bite him. Murphy, finally his first points in the second half there.
Yeah, but from the charity stripe, and that's charity indeed. Feels like they're getting nothing.
He's going to shoot for a pair here. And he buries it. James Murphy now with 19 points of the night. Maybe half of Southside's points. Correa's. Maybe you think they're going to try to stop him from shooting another three. I mean, he's on fire right now. He's had the hot hand this second half. He's getting trapped here by the runner. He's going to turn it over. He's got... Well... Ground side, Kennedy. Kennedy's going to go up, and he's going to finish.
Barbecue chicken, as they say, David. Too
beautiful
easy for Kennedy
finish
there.
From Ryan Kennedy.
Yeah, he's a
they
big guy.
Nine of the night, yeah. And he's going to be trapped here by Zavona. Going to get it out to Welker. Cross court to Reyes, to Stevenson. And Welker's going to try to slow the offense back to him. Malfitano's going to cut baseline. Spinoza cutting.
Another travel
on Spinoza.
Spinoza's not happy about that.
Third travel of the night.
Yeah.
With, I believe, 2 fouls.
He's got to set his feet.
Tough night here for the kid.
Yeah, this is the one of the nights that you look back on. At least you're probably going to go home with the win. But you know there's room to grow. There's always room to grow.
Good defense there by Spinoza.
There we go.
And Guerrero cannot finish. Right, he's fighting for it, and he will get it. Great spin move. Along the left baseline. He's going to look for help, and Malfitano's going to give it to him. He's going to give it to Welker on the right wing. Inside of Malfitano spins. looks left corner. Correa's for three.
Oh my goodness! Correa's, he is on fire! Port Washington is up 15 points here with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Correa's gets it back on to Rucker, and a layup! Sam Rucker and Southside needs a timeout. Port Washington on 59-42. Oh, wow.
Correa's, remember the name.
Port Washington went into halftime losing. They are now up 17 points, not even halfway into the fourth quarter.
3-point turnaround.
What a turnaround
for Port Washington. And the man of the hour is Correa's, the sophomore, stepping up. He's got ice in his veins so far, and Rifle Center has had no answer. And you mentioned Troy Stevenson, you said he wasn't scoring, but he's getting involved on offense. That last three-pointer that he made, Stevenson had the open look.
He knew he had the hot end. He knew it, and he found Reyes. And let me tell you about this kid. This kid is going to be special.
That's experience.
Four threes in a row for this team. I mean, Cole Reyes.
Take a bow. Yeah, Ken Welker and Cole Reyes leading the charge for Port Washington right now. And this gym is up on its feet. And lively, 59-42.
You could hear a pin drop in here in the first half. Unbelievable adjustments by Port Washington. They really held Murphy in check. And it seems like he is their possibly entire team right now. Kennedy's been having a solid game down low, but to no effect.
David, Bavona's going to bring it up now.
How many threes is Cole going to hit? Is he going for Clay's record?
I'm
going
to say, I don't know, Mikey. I mean, hey, at this rate, nothing's impossible with the way he's been shooting it. You wouldn't think he could do it again, though, would you? Bavona's going to drive in now for Southside. If he could get the
Southside desperately
drive in.
Murphy to get
he
going.
He can't get it. Follows his own shot and still can't get it. Cecilia is going to keep pushing the face up to the left wing. Ready lay on the reverse.
Oh, beautiful play by Cam Walker. Oh, wow. Chris Washington up 19 points. Cam Walker, Sam got it to him. He goes for a reverse righty layup.
Pretty finish there by Cam.
Cam Walker.
And now a block there by Stevenson, and he is excited about it. James Murphy rejected by Troy Stevenson. And this crowd is electric, Mikey.
61-42. Remember, the Vikings only had 10 after the first quarter, and man, have they picked it up since.
Cole Reyes, unbelievable.
There you go, that's
as
the man.
Murphy,
they need him to get going.
So that's the 22nd point of the game.
Yeah.
Seemingly, Southside's only truly offensive weapon.
Ooh, almost a backcourt. Got to watch
after
out.
After the first half, we thought he was going to be competitive. Seriato, 4-3.
Bang! Jason Seriato,
4-3.
Port Washington goes up 19 again.
Peter trying to push the pace here with the row. Oh, foul by Seriato there, but wow, Mikey. The shooting this second half of Port Washington has nearly been perfect, it seems.
Oh my god, 3-point
shooting. Great play there again by Stevenson. Gets the ball inside, kicks it out to Malvitano, one more.
He's had some great
Seriato. Mikey, these underclassmen love it. I mean, not underclassmen because they're juniors, but like, these non-seniors are truly unbelievable. Choice playing in the
third game. It's a great mix. I honestly think
it's a great balance. Choice offensive involvement. As
and what he brings
defensively. And he's playing defensively. And Welker's great finishing and playmaking. Alongside the junior shooting. Alongside Cole Reyes' unbelievable night. I mean, wow, this is unbelievable, Mikey. This game was, we were trying to tell Washington that you got to stay in this game at halftime. Completely flipped it on us.
Yeah, I did not think it would be this much of a turnaround. But kudos to P-Dubs. Malvitano driving in. He's going to come back out.
Malvitano still on the top of the right wing here. Got to try to get it to the middle. Finds a cutting Cam Walker. What do you love? Cannot finish. Rebounded by Cole Reyes. This kid's having a night. Great offensive gameplay here by Cole Reyes. He's going to find it. Oh, he wanted it. Couldn't take it. Reyes underneath the basket again. Cole Reyes, 14 points on the night. He can do it outside the paint and inside.
Cole Reyes is going to be a popular man in the halls tomorrow, David.
I'm going to tell you that. I have to go up to myself. Maybe he's a little too embarrassed.
Oh, where was that alley-oop going?
So yeah, I was going to try to put the ball for Boston. He's going to get it to Welker. Nearly turns it over. Ken Welker trying to push it. Oh, he had Reyes for another three. Oh, almost a nice finish there by Rapitano with the.
Oh, it's
Siciliano. He's going to bring it in. Lefty finish on the right side of the basket. It's good. And a chance for three.
Court spreading the scoring. Even though Reyes is hot, I'm liking the involvement of all five guys on the court right now. And
I think they're using that possibly against Southside. Maybe they're luring them to Reyes, but he was over there on that play beautifully.
I mean, Southside looks dejected right now.
Yes, and they're going to take Murphy out of the game. Maybe they know it's over. They're going to sub in their bench players.
Mario, let's see if the candle
gets out. Is going to come in. Number five, Matthew DeSena. Number 22, Frank Sweeney is going to check in. Number 24, Matthew Arnott's going to check in. Matthew DeSena is going to give the ball. Wow, Reyes
going on defense, too! What the rejection!
Back out, three, missed there by Frank Sweeney. And now Stevens is going to slow the offense down. I believe Paul Washington is going to put in their bench as well. They know this game is out of reach for Southside now with a 22-point deficit for Southside. And a start, the bus's chant has erupted in the Paul Washington crowd. I mean, this game is just completely flipped on its head, and I'm all for it.
Ernst Shanahan is going to check back in.
So I believe I saw Sam Mills in there.
Yeah, substitutions to come. I think Jack Chinani's getting warmed up and ready to go.
D1. Is that D1? Which one's D1? He used to call himself D1.
Might have been. 68-46, an incredible turnaround for Port Washington. I mean, they're up 20-10 in this quarter. I'm sorry, this quarter alone. They got 20 points.
So. Tough night here for Southside. You know, they had in the first half. But just
that's
the adjustments that
really... Unfortunately, a long bus ride home.
And Sam Russo is also checking in for Southside. So the floor consists of Amari Mesqueta, Sam Russo, Frank Sweeney, number five, Matthew DeSena, and number 20. I don't know if we have him on the roster, actually. I don't believe number 20 is on the roster.
Yeah, he's not. Okay. Oh, Sean McManus. Also mentioned for Paul Washington, Hayden Riggio checking in.
No, number 20 on the team.
Right here. Oh. Hayden Riggio is checking in. His pass is deflected.
I apologize.
He's a junior. Sorry about that.
Two minutes left.
Shanahan's going to check it in. Got Daly wide open into Chinani. Little pump fake out to Riggio in the middle. And that's a travel. Another sophomore turnover. They're going to learn from these.
But, I think the importance of right now at the garbage time is that these guys will potentially play next season. So it's good to give them a little experience now. Even though it may not be against the top competition, it's still great to have these guys in the live game play.
Yeah, Shanahan and Daly are going to be vital parts of this program going forward. Like we mentioned, rebound Mills. He goes down. That's Daly out to Chinani. He's got room to run. Kicks it back out to Daly. Not looking to shoot. Port just passing the ball around. And that's stripped. DeSena on the run. And taken right back by Shanahan.
I thought Shanahan was going to go up with that one under his own basket.
Let's see if Shanahan's going to cook. There's Daly. Little hesitant to shoot.
Yeah, they're not looking to shoot.
Yeah, you're here, Coach Dooley. Don't shoot it. I mean, out of respect for your opponent, a lot of pump fakes. And with this big shot clock, you got time for that. Riggio's going to cut through. Kenny Daly to Sam Mills. A little bit too...
Dribbled it off his foot. Tough. I mean, I believe that Washington just took Southside's playbook in the second half and just flipped it around. We saw a lot of Southside getting out in transition here in the first half. It seems like Washington just did this in the second half. So we saw Welker go out. We saw Siciliano, Reyes, huge threes. Stevens in great offensive involvement. Just a great game for Washington overall, and Southside just looks completely defeated.
A little bit of chirping from our fellow peers. 39 seconds left for Washington with a dominant win over Southside of Rockville Center. They're going to send them packing on a long bus ride home. Full of disappointment, but for Port Washington, they are moving to 3-0 on the season. Cam Welker is stepping into his own in his senior year at Schreiber High School. And these sophomores are no joke. Plus, you've got Amapitano and Siciliano, two of the solid juniors.
Wait till I finish there by number four, Amari Mosqueta. Good for him. Good play there by Southside.
That's going to be at 68-49. Thank you for joining us at Paul D. Schreiber High School. That is it. We are WZOT. Big win for Port Washington. They move to 3-0.
I'm excited to finish the season with you. We're in for a good year this year.
We are. 3-0. Hopefully we'll see this team back in the playoffs this season. And Port Washington getting it done on the home turf.
Deuce.